I'm getting video for the purpose of just a few hours ago, not very long ago, I got a text message from an unknown number on my phone. I don't know who this, I mean, obviously it's an unknown number, I don't know who this is. They tell me their name and they refer to me by my born name, which is a curious thing, but they mention a celebrity who wants to help me out to get on Dr. Phil or shows similar, and they don't specify. They say so in the text message about them not specifying, the celebrity is not specifying, so I don't know if this is connected to Christina Ricci or not, and I have no idea. I mean, this could be. I'm trying to be a little bit quiet up here because my family's downstairs. I'm trying not to be like noisy talking because none of them really know much about this. Anyway, basically, I'm not sure if this is connected to Christina Ricci or I don't even know if this is an internet troll. Like, there's like that slightest chance that it's an internet troll, so I don't know what's going on. If there's an internet troll, it's like there's like that slightest chance of that, so I don't know. But I took a snapshot of the text message and I blotted out like all the detailed information, like, but basically I blotted out the important stuff because I don't want to give anything away. That's if this is like a real deal text message. I just got this a few hours ago and I haven't responded yet and I don't know. I'm trying to figure out what the best way to respond to it is without being like, I don't know. I don't know the best way to respond is right away, so I'm like thinking about how to respond. But if this is someone genuinely trying to help me out, that's awesome, obviously, because I'm like freaking out. I see this message, I'm like, well, I just met Christina Ricci a few months ago. I have no idea. I don't know if it's her. It could be to someone totally different because, I mean, the fact of the matter is, I mean, I handed her a bunch of my fashion cards. It talks about the details of my life, so I have no idea if that's her or somebody else by chance. I have no idea. I mean, one thing I know is I do mention Dr. Phil. I'm like, well, okay. That I can see is maybe something, but it could still be an internet troll, and I'm trying to figure out. If it's an internet troll, I don't know how they figured anything out, so as far as how to contact me. So, anyway, I'm talking about this because obviously that's a big deal if I'm receiving help. And also, the phone number. I don't recognize the area code. I have to look on Google. Like, I have to Google the phone, like, area code to see where that's at. How should I say? I blotted it out on here, but the area code is definitely not local or anywhere that I know of. So I'm just like, okay, I have to look that up before I decide anything, I guess, and then try to figure out, how to take that seriously or not seriously, I have no idea. I'm trying to figure it out. It sounds genuine. They gave me their full name on the text message, so I'm going to reply, but I decided to get the video of this to talk a little bit about the fact that someone contacted me earlier tonight, and okay, I'm figuring that out. Also, I didn't get to do any of the 4th of July stuff with my family, obviously, because they completely dissociate with me based on my gender identity and everything, which is obviously a completely frustrating subject for them on religious reasons alone, but just in general pompous reasons, I think, more than anything. They're just awful towards me. But I did end up dressing up in my more like kaleidoscopic, almost looks like fireworks to me. The design on my dress. I have a lot of these dresses I'm eventually gonna have for I'm gonna have them in my shop when I open it eventually, and just in my fashion stuff in general. I love the style. It's very kaleidoscopic and very glamorous, and I just love how unique it is. Anyway, it's not part of the subject at all. I'm just talking a little bit about because I ended up dressing up, and after my family got home, my dad agreed to drive me downtown. I just ended up going to a bar and have $2 beers for a little while. So I did end up celebrating on some level tonight for like the 4th of July thing, but I didn't get to go see any fireworks. So tonight I got to be the interesting part of the setting that I was in as far as my dress and everything. So, I mean, all in all, that wasn't so bad that I got to do something at all. But I miss the fireworks, and that saddens me because I've missed fireworks for the first time this year that I can think of. I don't know that I've ever missed fireworks on 4th of July until now, but it's possible that I probably have before. I just can't think of any other time. It bothered me that they didn't care at all. I mean, obviously, I can see why they would dissociate if they're that uptight about me, but at the same time, it just saddens me that, like, this time, they didn't even ask. They didn't even ask if I wanted to go. It's just sad. It's like they officially realize that I think at this point that they are just that snobbish, and they're like, well, we're not even gonna try to talk. Sometimes they actually bring up whether I want to go places with them, and I don't really want to go places with my family, so I usually shun the whole subject, or at least shunning is a strong word to use. They're basically shunning me, and I'm just like acknowledging the fact that they're shunning me when they don't care about situations, and when I'm getting beat down the weekend of my birthday more than once, or at least in situations that are like crazy on my birthday weekends. I'm talking a lot at this point. But anyway, I have this text message that I took a screenshot of it, and this is my iPad that I have the screenshot of that text message, and I blotted out all the important information to protect, whoever this might be. I'm assuming they're not an internet troll. I don't know. I'm doing my best to just be considerate in that situation. They might be someone genuinely trying to help me. So I'm doing my best. It's so frustrating because there's so many internet trolls. I have no idea what's going on. So here's wishing for the best in that situation. If it's Christina Ricci, and by the way, if Christina Ricci happens to be seeing this video right now, I have no idea. Thank you so much if you're helping me. You're beyond anything I could have possibly imagined. You're beyond any of the hope that I normally have in any situation. If you're watching this, I don't know if you are. If you're watching this and you're there for me, I appreciate whatever means that you're helping me on any level, or at least any attempts of presenting your concern on any level. Like, I don't know how else to put it. I really appreciate it if you really are being there for me, from like your angle and distance of things. I mean, I really appreciate that if you're seeing this video. That's beyond anything I could have really genuinely hoped for. I mean, honestly, I didn't know what to expect either way. If you're there for me, I really genuinely appreciate that you are, if this is all connected to you on any level. Thank you so much.